Hello, English learners, and welcome back to another episode of Zero Fear English and my Simple English series. In my Simple English series, I will speak to you in clear English, simple English, and an English that is not too hard, so that you can get some listening practice every day or on most days. I don't want to promise every day in case I put too much pressure on myself to make these, and then I won't do it. How is everybody today? Me, I am doing well. I'm having a good day. So, today I thought I would talk a little bit about pronunciation, right? How will you say the word, yeah? How do you pronounce things? Is there a correct way to pronounce things? Before we start, remember to subscribe to my channel so you don't miss any of these daily, maybe not daily, these regular listening videos. And yeah, give this video a like and leave me a comment telling me what you would like me to talk about next. So, pronunciation. Well, I'm not going to teach you how to pronounce English correctly. That would be a very long video. However, I would like to give you a quick tip that I've been giving some of my students recently. And I think this tip really changes how your English sounds. It will take your English to the next level. And it's to do with the breath, right? When I say the breath, I mean there are certain sounds in English that require much more breath than in other languages. For example, the P sound. Yeah, when I say P, my breath comes out. So let's take a word like page, yeah, page, or paper. We can test to see if this works by taking some kind of, I don't know, this is a cloth for cleaning your glasses, yeah? And if I say into this, if I say paper, you can see that this moves, yeah? And if I take a word like in Spanish, yeah? If I say paper as well, but using Spanish, papel, right? It's not moving. Paper, papel, paper, right? You can see that we will say P with more breath, because if I use the same sound that I use when I speak Spanish to say paper, it doesn't move. And you can also hear that I don't sound as natural when I speak English. Another sound that would sound better with more breath is the T sound, right? T. Not ta, but T. Let's take the word attention. Yeah, attention. For example, if I say attention, let's get my glasses cloth here, okay? If I say attention, t, attention, yeah, we have some movement. However, in some other languages, the t sound is a bit more like a t, like a d sound, right? For example, in Filipino, the number for three, yeah, in Tagalog is tatlo, yeah, tatlo. It is spelt with a t, t A T L O. However, there is no breath when you say tatlo or Tagalog. Yeah, there's no breath. But if I say that word with my English sound, Tagalog, tatlo, tatlo. It moves slightly. There is some breath, but also it just doesn't sound right. Yeah. And in the same way, if I take that sound, that Ta from tatlo, and I use it to say attention, I sound like this. Attention, attention. And suddenly I sound like I am not a native speaker of English, or which is not a bad thing. I don't want to give the impression that I'm saying it's bad to have this kind of pronunciation. However, I would just like to point out that if you're looking to level up your English, this is a helpful tip, okay? So try it. And speaking of attention, that is my advice for you as you continue to study your English or as you listen to English, is to pay attention to the way that people make sounds. Maybe you never noticed that there is breath in these sounds. Maybe you could hear that the way you pronounce something is not the same as the way a native speaker pronounces something, but you didn't know why. So that is something to listen to, you know? Listen to the breath. Try and listen to what sounds are combined to create a certain sound. And I think it will help you even just a little bit. It's not going to change your English overnight, but it will give you a small push in the right direction. Yeah, we can only make small changes towards the destination we want to reach with English, but those small steps will eventually lead to the big change that you want to see with your English. So when you speak English, use more breath for your P's, your D's, your T's, your K's, and you will sound more native. If you'd like me to talk more about this, feel free to leave me a comment, and I'll talk about it again in a future episode. So remember to subscribe to this channel, give this video a like, and tell me what you want me to talk about, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye for now.